every year there becomes more and more case law to pick from. I think in the early years, Steve, you probably didn't even have a choice what cases to talk about. There were only a few out there. And as the renewable energy industry expands, we continue to see a lot more litigation. And, you know, the biggest thing that you see every year is more and more litigation over siting. Lots of people who don't want projects located near them, and they are grasping for any way possible to try to prevent those projects. And so, you know, I could talk for hours just about those cases. They start to become rather uninteresting after a while because they're very similar. I'll hit on a few of them today just to kind of show a few places where we continue to see opponents to the renewable industry, and in particular to the wind industry because of the aesthetic impact of wind farms, that they do continue to fight and what they're how they're trying to fight these projects. But I also want to spend a good chunk of time today talking about some other types of cases. I'm a transactional lawyer, so the ones that involve the deals and how we should be drafting our contracts and things to be careful of, to me, I find those pretty interesting, and they're a little bit more unique. So, and to start with, actually, what I first want to talk about, and I don't have a PowerPoint, but the paper is in your binder. It has all of the citations for each of these cases, so feel free to make any notes in the paper as we go along. You'll be able to follow along pretty easily, and if you want to look up any of the cases to get more information, all of the citations are right there for you. I won't talk about all of the ones that are in the paper today because it would take 2 hours, and I don't think anybody wants to sit through that. So the first couple cases I wanted to talk about involve incentives for the industry. And this is kind of, haven't seen a lot of cases about this yet, but it's another way that opponents to the industry are trying to really to fight against it. So the first one is Energy and Environment Legal Institute versus EPEL.